Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Disaster debacle, words used to describe the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. 13 U.S. service members and as many as 170 Afghan civilians died in a suicide attack during the evacuation. Right after, the Afghan government collapsed and the Taliban took over the country. Now, the Biden administration has a new review, finding it should have evacuated more quickly, but largely blames the Trump administration before it. Let's talk now to Madia Afzal, foreign policy fellow at the Brookings Institution. Madia, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said yesterday that the administration clearly didn't get things right, but he also spoke about the limited options facing the Biden White House. Let's listen.
While it was always the president's intent to end that war, it is also undeniable that decisions made and the lack of planning done by the previous administration significantly limited options available to him.
So first off, can you remind us of the previous administration, the Trump administration, and the deal it made with the Taliban in Doha, and how that is at the center of this report?
Absolutely. So the Trump administration made a deal with the Taliban, excluding the Afghan government completely, in February of 2020. And that Doha deal was very badly negotiated, and many of us said so at the time. It essentially gave the Taliban everything they wanted for very little in return. What the very little in return was counterterrorism promises, basically saying the Taliban wouldn't allow Afghan soil to be used to attack the U.S. Western forces. And that was really it. And it basically set a timeline. And it also said, well, the Taliban have to start negotiating with the Afghan government for a peace deal. But it didn't really make our withdrawal conditional on that peace deal.
Okay. And so in this new report from the Biden administration, it argues the Trump administration left it in a very weak position, drew down American troops, emboldened the Taliban. But in your view, what is missing from this new report?
Well, I agree that the Doha deal significantly limited President Biden's options, but you know, the Biden administration has to acknowledge that they still had agency here. So I think as a first step, you know, President Biden, after undertaking a review in April 2021, essentially said, we're going to go for the unconditional withdrawal. Basically, we're just going to follow the Doha deal as it is. But the Doha deal, I mean, this was a two-page document that had gray areas and that the Taliban had not followed through on completely.
Are you suggesting the Biden administration could have renegotiated that deal?
I am, or at the margins, have tried to go for a conditional withdrawal, basically saying to the Taliban, negotiate with the Afghan government, and then we'll withdraw. Or it was a short time period, but in that spring of 2021, they could have pushed for negotiations between the Taliban and the Afghan government much more than they did. And what is missing, I think, from the report is that the Biden administration failed to adequately realize the speed with which the Taliban would take over militarily, the speed with which the Afghan army would fall to the Taliban, and then the fact that the Afghan government would essentially fold up and leave. I mean, there are faults on all sides here, but I think we have to acknowledge our own as well.
That is Madia Afzal, foreign policy fellow at the Brookings Institution. Thank you very much for the time.
Thanks for having me.